Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are recreating the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in easy and convenient to listen to podcast form. That's it. That's what we're doing. It's why you're listening.
That's the pitch.
That's it. Fans of the show will be happy to know that Glenn and I gorged on some delightful Chinese food
we
prior
did.
To recording. So
we've talked about it on the show in the past, how it's a mistake usually, because we get very full and sleepy.
And that is very much the case for me right now.
But oh boy.
I also had to go to the potty before this episode too, so I'm just like, I'm just not right.
I went to the potty at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah.
When I got there.
That's good. That's good. You got quite the compliment at the Chinese restaurant. They're like, you know, most Americans don't like this dish that you order.
Yeah. I got stir-fried rice cakes at UNT here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is, I don't know about favorite restaurant. It's my favorite place to get stir-fried rice cakes, which is what I always get.
Yeah. I get that spicy diced chicken.
Yeah. It's very good. We talked about it over dinner, how sometimes you go to a place and you always default to the same order. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I do that, I'm like, I'm boring. I shouldn't just keep getting the same thing. But oh man,
no, not there. I don't even look at a menu anymore.
I look, I guess, out of politeness.
You know, you've got to keep up the.
Sometimes I'll throw like an appetizer in there, but I wasn't like up to it.
No,
it wasn't particularly
disgusting
hungry.
Outside.
And I knew I'm like, I'm gonna eat all of whatever food I order. So I will do the responsible thing and just order a reasonable amount of food instead of like a full plate of stir-fried rice cakes and then also like some dumplings or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, the waitress is like, oh yeah, not very many Americans like rice cakes.
Yeah.
To which I believe I said, oh, they're wrong. They're great.
Yeah. And she was very confused.
Yeah.
She thought you were saying that the rice cakes were wrong.
Yeah.
It was
the
whole everything that you gained in the compliment was taken away.
Correct.
By your confusing response.
I think she initially thought I was saying, oh no, you goofed up. This isn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
It's like, it's similar to a rice noodle. It's very thick. And I think she said gooey.
Gooey.
I think she described them as gooey, which they're not. They're definitely chewy.
Oh yeah, they're a real chew.
And that's
a real mouthful.
That's what I'm in
some.
For.
Yeah.
That's why I get them.
You choose them.
Yeah.
Lisa.
Gnaw on them.
Gnaw on them?
Just gnaw on them cakes.
Gnaw on them cakes. Well, I have no idea what order the episodes were released in, but I believe the current standings are we have won. We've bested Wikipedia with our vast knowledge 16 times. Wikipedia has defeated us 15 times, and we've tied 7 times. So we're still in the lead, but this is a pivotal ep.
So when I was editing last week's episode, Rambutans,
okay,
I listened to the end and was surprised to find that I had said that we lost.
Yeah.
I thought, listening to the episode, I was like, this is at least a tie. I really had a lot of hard Rambutan facts in there.
Wasn't good enough. Not by the Glenn Tickle standards.
No.
So.
I think it was because we were looking at the page. Like, it's a pretty well fleshed out page. There's a lot. There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
If you're interested in
tropical
learning
foods.
More about Rambutans than you did last week, you can actually like check out the real Wikipedia page.
I mean, super important update. I still have not eaten one. Friend of the show, Will Roof, said he was going to acquire some for me, but it has not come to fruition.
I've not. That's funny because it's a fruit.
Yeah, it's unintentional.
I've not seen them in my local grocery store since recording that episode. I would have snagged some. They're pretty good. Like,
yeah. Like a little citrusy pear-ish grape. I'm excited about that.
They're great. But look, so last week you had no idea what Rambutans were.
None whatsoever.
We've done a couple space episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I feel like I was coming out with like hard facts.
Is this where you're breaking up with me on the podcast because you're doing all the work?
No. No. I figured to try to right this ship in terms of, it's not like, oh, I don't want to do work. I put a lot of effort into making sure that people know that I am smart. Arguably, too much effort.
I mean,
some people would say it's not important whether or not others think you're smart, to which I say, wrong. That's the only thing that matters. So I put up, when I was posting for submissions this week, I put up, what is something you think John knows more about than me?
Yep.
Which I think I've done in the past in similar situations. I thought if we get like
we did it at least one time before, and it ended up being something that theoretically I should have known a lot about. That I was like, "Yep, but don't. This is squarely in my wheelhouse." But I
right.
don't
know. Right? Yeah, backfire in a big way. Yeah. I think the first time we did it. But I put the suggestions up.
Okay.
Because I feel like I want you to shine.
Oh, thank you.
You're my little bright boy, and I want the world.
You'll
to
never
know.
Shine if you don't glow.
I had to open.
So Smash Math lyrics or what make you stop?
I was doing a comedy show once for firefighters at like their annual firefighter dinner.
Okay.
And I talked about a firefighter show on my friend Aaron McGurk's podcast. This is a different one. Mm-hmm. That was the story of the worst show I've ever done.
Okay.
This was one. It was a great show, but before the comedy part, they showed a slideshow of photos of all the calls they went on that year.
Oh wow.
So like just car wrecks and burning
death
buildings,
and fire, and
They set it to Smash Mouth by All Star
by Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
And that's very strange.
And there was I think another song first, and then that kicks in. I was like, okay, because I'm the worst show I've ever done was for firefighters. So anytime I do like a firefighter gig, I'm worried that it will be like that.
Sure,
and that's the only real bad one I've ever had. Every other show I've done for firefighters has gone fine at worst. Fine.
Only had 1-5 alarm.
Yeah, but this one went really well. It was very fun. And I think because I was very worried, I'm like, oh, if we're looking at car crashes to Smash Mouth, this will be fine.
Yeah. Allie and I are playing this fun game, and I might as well just throw it out there to the world. All summer long, we're all starring each other. So the goal of this is to organically, in conversation, sneak in lyrics from Smash Mouth's All Star.
Got it.
Right.
That super does fun. Sound fun.
It's super fun. Like most.
How
times,
long has this been going on? Because my thought on this was it will eventually get old. I'm not sure how soon.
It's been going on for less than a month.
Okay.
We don't do it that aggressively because, like, we went, you know, you go.
Oh, yeah. If
you go
do
gangbusters
it.
Right away, and then you're just on high alert. And so now, like, we've rested it for a little bit, and every once in a while we sneak it in. Oh, just a delightful, fun little game to play.
Yeah. I feel like there's a set, there's a hard number that exists in the world of how many times you can do this joke.
Right.
And once you hit that number, it's over. I don't know what that number is. Like, if you do 100 in a day, you might burn through them all.
Right.
If you space them out, this could go on for a month.
Right, right. I mean, the easiest one to do is to just be like, when somebody does something, just be like, hey, now, you know? And that's just a fun little inside joke you have with the person that you're all starring with. But, you know, some of the deeper cuts, you learn that second verse, can get very, very rewarding.
Like, that's what she said on The Office?
Sure. Yeah,
so,
not too dissimilar to that. Very similar.
I just mean in terms of it's a joke that definitely got old.
Yeah.
But went on very long on that show. When they did it on the show, you weren't like, bleh. But if you heard a human being do it in the real world, then you want to shove them down a flight of stairs.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. And you're a smart boy, and I get that. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. So, you know, we have differences of opinion on things like that, and that's okay. That's what makes us glorious.
It's the name of your sex tape.
Oh, man.
That's the Brooklyn Nine-Nine version
yeah,
of That's What She Said.
Yeah, so good. But,
they
so I appreciate.
On it too much in the first season.
A little bit.
I think.
Still one of the best shows on TV.
Yeah, it's great. I love that show.
But you're going to let me shine because
yes.
of this question.
So I'm going to need a number from 1 to 13.
12.
All right. You son of a bitch.
Are
so,
you noticing that I made a comment
yes.
on that post?
So when I think I've talked about it. I post on Facebook when we look for submissions, and then I turn off notifications
so that
I remain pure. And
yeah,
don't
I'm
know
really
what
excited for this
You
moment.
Commented chess.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
You monster. Friend of the show and of me, he's one of my best, sweetest boys in the whole world. Pat Jansen suggested not loving me the way I should be loved.
I know more about that. Yeah, I love you more than you love yourself. Yeah.
That was the number one suggestion. So mm-hmm. not obviously no Wikipedia entry on how to love me mm-hmm. the way I should be loved. There should be, sure, but that ain't it.
Yeah, maybe if I make that, you'd learn how to love yourself.
Maybe. This one, okay, so this one I think is too broad to cover in an episode, but number 12, Dustin Shoof suggests, in parentheses, fancy hats.
Oh, wow, that's very broad.
So again, I think
what's the fanciest hat you can think of?
Probably like a Vegas showgirl headdress.
That's not a hat, that's a headdress. Those are different hats.
Well, it's just,
I mean, you got to go top hat, right? Fancy hat, top hat. That's got to be the fanciest of hats.
Ben Youngerman really ruined top hats forever.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, so did Time. Like, they're not really a thing anymore.
No.
You could go to the fanciest event in the world today, and maybe one jerkwad's got a top hat on.
Right. So, I mean, that's a little inside joke with Dustin. Every time I see Dustin, he's wearing a hat.
He does. He's a hatted young gentleman.
And so, like, when I realized that many years ago, I started just teasing him about it, and I much like that's what she said, just never let it die. So like I'll frequently, like, whatever he's doing on social media, I'll just comment nice hat, even if it doesn't have anything to do with anything. So that's a nice little jab.
He does have like a couple of nice hats.
He does. I don't know how to make this work for
I don't think Wikipedia. We can. I think if it was a single type of fancy hat,
right,
we could do it. But there's not going to be a page for fancy hats. It'll like redirect probably to a couple of
Do you want
things.
Me to like call him?
And get one fancy hat?
Yeah. Like, we could give him a shot. Like, we could see. We've never done that before. I could put him on speakerphone.
We could give it a try if he's around. Otherwise, we'll probably cut this part from the episode.
Yeah. I'm making you potentially edit, and I know how much we hate that.
Eileen Golden Gentile says, sorry, Glenn, but he knows a lot of shit.
Oh, wow.
So Eileen thinks you know a lot of things because she doesn't listen to the show.
She's mistaken. All right, I'm gonna call Dustin.
Also, she spelled my name wrong. Eileen, you're on Facebook. It's written in front of you. Oh, the tension.
It's dinner time. Maybe he's eating dinner.
Shoving rice cakes into his gob.
See, now he's going to call back in the middle of our show, and I'll be like, no, you missed it.
You missed it.
Nope. Well, I mean, we did everything we possibly could to make that happen.
Oh,
I guess we need to move on to the next most plausible suggestion. I think that's the only thing that's fair.
Agreed. Somebody suggested brown and white sandwiches, which I think you broke down in a different
episode.
It's a delicious
sandwich. It's also,
we didn't
do
an episode on it, but yeah.
There's no Wikipedia page for it either. It's a delicious roast beef sandwich made by a food truck locally here. It's great.
I believe we've talked about it.
Yeah, in fact, Chef Will Roof, who is going to hook me up with a Ramitan, is the inventor of said sandwich.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So give me a number from 1 to 2.
2.
Music theory from friend of the show, Brad Thor Ristmiller.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think, is also probably pretty broad.
It's like this would be like saying science.
He's right. Like, I don't know very much about it.
Right, and I had to take collegiate courses on it. Right,
I took one music class in college. I played trumpet in elementary school band for a couple of years. I am an accomplished violinist.
Give me your little trumpet toot. Ready? That's pretty good, Horton.
It's been a while.
That's pretty good.
You got to build up that lip strength.
Oh, yeah.
So
you'll never know if you don't blow.
I wasn't sure if you... this one, I genuinely don't know a lot about. I took one college class that I frequently skipped.
Right, so I don't... Again, I think this is like hats. It's so broad. I don't know that they're... Like, music theory, it's a subject, right? So it's like English. But
I wasn't sure if there was like one music theory.
No, it's not like music theory doesn't refer to like the theory of why we make music.
Right.
Right?
I've heard the phrase and like I understand.
I guess do you remember in like elementary school or middle school when you were learning English and you'd like diagram sentences to like break apart how the language works? It's like that for like music.
Okay.
You know, so it's just like it's not it's not a singular topic. Like, and if it is, like, the Wikipedia page is going to be like a catch-all. It's going to be like, hey, music theory is you know, how we analyze the nomenclature and, like, the written kind of music. And then it's going to go into a whole bunch of other stuff that probably likely has their own page. So I don't think it works.
You, like, majored in music.
Yeah, I have a bachelor.
So
of
you
music.
Definitely do know more about this than me, but I think, again,
it's just too broad.
Too broad. So the one before that is Music Fest.
Oh, I mean, that's my job.
That's you should know more about it. As
yeah. Yeah, and that feels like really like masturbatory. That's not how you say that, but you know what I mean, like
masturbatory.
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Like for
it.
Me to like talk about that, like I get it, but like I don't know, like I would have to. Not going to make fun of the thing that I'm pouring my heart
sure.
and my energy into.
I will.
I know.
No, I like it a lot now that I'm frequently paid to perform at it.
Well, yeah.
As a teen, I didn't like going to. I don't like being outside or in crowds or really live music that much.
Yeah, three strikes, you're out. Get out.
So
of
it was a thing like
get out
if you live in the area, you go to Music Fest in the summer. Is just like a thing that most people do.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage. It's a tradition.
You go with your family when you're little, and then you go with like a group of friends, and then you ask a girl that you like if she wants to be your girlfriend at it, and then you marry that lady.
Oh, dang. Seriously?
Yeah.
Origin story right there?
Yeah. It was on the way home from a Music Fest trip.
Huh.
I was like, hey, baby. Okay. I was real smooth.
Did you say, hey, baby? Really?
No.
Were you like, hey, hey, Steph? Was it like that?
That was probably closer to it than my fake smooth, hey, baby. So I'm just looking through the rest of these suggestions. A lot of them still just
well, you know what? Look, we've burned general. So much time. We're not going to be able to fit like an actual episode, a traditional episode. So like, I would very much like to unpack these suggestions and just analyze whether or not I actually do know more about these topics than you
do. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to rapid fire through the list. We've got 13. Most of them are nonsense.
Okay. And I think that really speaks volumes that the people that know you and I the closest, who are likely the people that are going to see our social media posts, right? They mostly did jokes and bits when asked this question, because admittedly, you know more about most things than I do.
I put it up on my personal Facebook page.
So it's going to skew a little bit in favor of Glenn.
Right. It's probably 70 to 80% comedians on there.
Okay.
I have a Facebook fan page, but just that I get more responses if I put it on the personal one because of how Facebook works.
Right. They want you to shove money into it for that fan page to work.
Right, which I won't do. Twitter I can't do because then I see responses as they come in.
Right.
So here, this is the system that we have. No, it's not perfect.
Hey, let's take it, man. Let's take it. It's great. I think, honestly, there was a lot of pressure building up anyways because of how close the score is. You know, we're hot grumpy boys filled with Chinese food.
Yeah, we'll work out some of them rice cakes.
Yeah, let's do it.
With a
quick
This isn't even a little buddy. This is something else.
It's something else. It's a tete-a-tete.
All right. So first up, Pat Jansen's suggestion of not loving me the way I should be loved. Go.
Well, I do adore you. You are one of...
I'm great.
You're a very close friend. I think the world of you.
You're
I care
boy.
About you. I called you daddy in a Facebook Messenger post today.
I've been doing that a lot lately because of the podcast Two Date Minimum, hosted by my friends Woody Battaglia and Madeline Smith.
Yeah.
The thing they call their listeners is daddies.
Oh, that's nice. I like that.
I listened to it with my daughter. The baby, Olivia,
because
she doesn't know words yet. So the fact that they're talking about like hardcore sex stuff a lot doesn't sink into her tiny brain. Mm-hmm. But every time she hears them say daddy, she giggles. It's very cute.
That's very cute. You know, I guess this is less about me and it's more about how are you feeling about yourself these days?
Today, not great, both physically and emotionally.
Right, and I have empathy for you there.
Yeah.
But I don't know that empathy helps me love you more.
I think
than
I've mentioned
yourself.
I have an autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. I think I've talked about it on the show before. And some days it just hurts more than I would like it to.
Right.
And that's today's one of them days. So it's just been kind of like I had big plans for what I was going to get done today and instead watched all of Stranger Things 3, which I enjoyed thoroughly.
Good. I can't wait to get there. Well, I mean, just the fact that you're experiencing physical pain and I am not, as it relates to my relationship with you, would probably lend itself to say that maybe I love you a little bit more than you love yourself right now.
Yeah, I mean, I do have an autoimmune system, so my body is trying to destroy itself.
Right.
So my body doesn't love me.
Mm-hmm.
My brain does quite a bit. I was at our friend Ian and Roy's wedding,
mm-hmm.
and Ian's family was like excited because a bunch of comedians were coming. So his mom came over to our table, which was, there were two like comedy tables.
Okay.
The one I was at was mostly Lehigh Valley comedians.
They were all straight men. And then and the other one was.
And our wives. And
sorry.
His mom came over and just, hey, let me take a picture. And I believe yelled, why, who are you? Because she wasn't the photographer. She just had her phone out. She's like, let me take your picture. And I said, why, who are you? And she said, she's Ian's mother. I said, oh, that's delightful. I'm Ian's friend, Glenn. She said, oh, you're Glenn Tickle. You're the most important.
Oh.
And I cried laughing at how great I thought that sentence was. Because I think that is true. But to have a relative stranger confirm it for me, oh, boy. Felt great.
My phone's blowing up from Dustin Schoof right now. He's actually playing a music gig, but he wanted to know if everything was okay. I'm not going to respond. I'm just going to leave him hanging. And just he's going to have to wait until Tuesday when this comes out to find out what it was about. That's what I'm going to do. Oh, he's calling. He's calling right now. Should I answer?
Sure.
You want to do this? Hi, Dustin.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm very good. You're on the Improvised Wikipedia podcast right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hi, friend.
Hello.
Yeah, no, we're going to take your suggestion, but it wasn't specific enough, so we were going to, like, ask you for another one, but then, like, you missed the opportunity. Opportunity was calling, and you didn't pick up. How do you feel about that?
I'm disappointed in myself, but in my defense, gentlemen, I am in the middle of playing a gig with my band, so...
Are you on stage right now?
I was too late.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's life. That's life. Are you on a break? Are you on stage talking while you're playing right now? Because that'd be really unprofessional.
No, I'm on a break, sir.
All right, well, we're still recording our podcast, so we're going to have to let you go. Nice hat.
Yeah, wait, what's a type?
Thank you.
Name a specific hat.
Do you have a specific hat?
You know, John, as you know, I'm a fan of the fedora. I don't know if you'd like to talk about fedoras or maybe get into, like, visors, your take on visors.
No, we said pick one. I'll see you later. I hung up on him.
You're a cruel mistress.
Yeah, well, my hand was starting to get tired, and I honestly didn't care because I know we're not going to use that suggestion, so it just feels like I was leading him on.
Well, not for this. We could circle back to it, maybe. We'll see how the other suggestions go,
because right, so
I feel like these ones are mostly a bust.
All right, well, where are we at with number one here? Who knows how to love you better, me or you?
I think still me.
All right, point Glenn. Let's move on.
Daniel Moyer suggests mermaids, the myths, the legends, the, in quotes, science. What you know about mermaids?
You know, I know probably the same amount of stuff that you do, as I'm guessing. I know all of the pop culture references. I know the... You know, I could probably bullshit some stuff about the lore and, like, you know, basically, you know, when we were exploring the oceans and didn't explain things good, we saw shit. And so we're like, that was a lady and she was a fish. I was like, no, it was probably a fucking, like, seal and you just didn't get a good look at it, you 13th century weirdo.
I have a great framed bit of art at my house of a drawing of a mermaid.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on his name. I'm sorry. Guy I met a couple of times. There's this book that I really liked called The Resurrectionist.
Mm-hmm.
It's about basically like a doctor who falls in with like a sideshow crowd and starts like trying to create mythical creatures through surgery.
Yeah. Real Island of Dr. Moreau type vibe.
Sort of, yeah. It was very fun. I'm blanking on the author's name, but he's also an artist, so it has these great illustrations
Oh, cool.
of like medical drawings of all these different things, and I have the mermaid one framed. It's not currently hanging anywhere in my house.
Like we would do, like if we were doing an episode of this, we'd be talking about like sirens and like all sorts of fun stuff, right?
Sure, Hans Christian Andersen would be in there, and the thing about how they used to think manatees were mermaids. Right. We'd probably Fiji mermaid would come up for
talk about the bullshit racism that's happening right now because of the casting for the Little Mermaid. It's it's a fucking fictional creature, you racist.
It's a dumb thing to get mad. Even if it wasn't, even if it was
right, yeah, even yeah,
not.
It's still
a dumb.
It's amazing
thing.
The things that people.
I forget her name, but she's on the show Grown-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Got cast for the live action Little Mermaid, which I don't know that we need to live action every Disney movie. I think the fact that they are animated is
pretty great.
A significant part of why they are great.
I'm pretty hype about Lion King, though.
I watched a trailer for it with my daughter the other day. She's worried that because it's very realistic animals, she will be too scared.
That's possible.
Which I think is a real.
That's a fair. I mean, that good for her for being so self-aware, right? I don't know. I think that's a push. So I think it's point one for Glenn.
Yeah,
and we tie on that one. So let's just move on.
I think we would probably tie on.
What's next? My joke.
Your suggestion of chess.
You obviously get a point there. It was a joke. I
feel
was
like
trying
definitely.
To get a rise out of you. So 2-0, Glenn.
Jason Brown says grape tomatoes.
I fucking hate grape tomatoes. I think
also
they're disgusting. When they're in a salad, I just don't want to eat the salad anymore, even though I know that like all of their grossness is still within them, like that hasn't been like cut open yet. Cherry tomatoes I'm fine with. Grape tomatoes are garbage.
Why?
They just taste differently. Like, I don't know. Like, I can eat a cherry tomato. The grape tomatoes, there's something about like the level
size
of
thing
sweetness.
Purely.
No, it's not a size thing. It's a taste thing. Don't really know all that much about them. I would actually venture to guess you probably know more than I do because it's
about them science-y. Specifically, like not at all about tomatoes and their place in history. Yeah, I feel like I could bring something to the
table. You know a lot about the history of tomatoes?
Well, people used to think that they were poisonous,
right.
So they wouldn't eat them because they're from the nightshade family. Mm-hmm. So like, look, if you're a 13th century farmer and you know one plant is poisonous, you're probably not going to want to eat plants that look like it.
And hey, the fruit of it is bright red, which is very, you know,
it's usually
it's like danger.
Sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, yeah, point you. So you're just winning right now. I'm not sure any of these suggestions were stacked in my favor at all.
Punks. Punks be answering. John Paul Coulter says beard growth.
No, I mean, your beard is much fuller than mine is. So whatever
you're
doing.
True at all.
Whatever you're doing is great. I like your cheeks. You got more surface area that's beard than I do. I got the little beard chin strap. Also, having a beard doesn't mean you know anything about it. I feel like John is just trying to push his beard grooming products on us right now.
Yeah, he's suggested beards a couple of times in the past, I've noticed. Which, again, I think falls under too broad of a category. Also, I'm happy to plug my friend's things, but
like
we're not doing sponsored content for Maestro's beard grooming, John. We'll mention it because you're my friend. But
yeah. Hey, you know, I think that we might have made a mistake by not doing a regular episode.
At this point, we're pot committed, baby.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, totally. I'm just saying, hey, for you listening, thanks for hanging in there. We recognize that this is a little self-indulgent.
Do you know, but he said specifically beard growth. So, like, do you know, like, anatomy shit about how hair comes out of your face?
No.
I know a little bit.
You know what's interesting, too? Like, with like these topics of being like, there's a fine line between being too broad and like too specific. You know what I mean? Because like hair, that's actually probably a pretty decent subject to tackle. But beard growth, like no. And like beards by themselves, like maybe that would be doable. But like it's, I mean, who's to say? Like you really got to put your thinking cap on when you're making these suggestions of like, what is there actually going to be a Wikipedia page?
It is a fine needle we try to thread each week.
It's true. We're doing an okay job. We're technically in the lead.
This one I would say is probably also a push. The beard growth one.
Oh yeah. I haven't scored yet.
Like I know a little bit about like skin anatomy and how follicles work, but I don't think it applying directly to beards. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got your plug in though, John, so you did it.
Way to go.
Jason Reed suggests sloths.
Sloths. A
good suggestion, as we were just discussing.
Very good suggestion. I can't make a strong case for me knowing more about them than you. This sounds like I really hate myself. Like, the longer this goes on, I'm like, and it's not even that. It's just I'm not that competitive.
I'm wondering why he thinks you know more about them than me.
I think it's because I'm heavier and lazier than you.
I would put up a challenge for both of those categories.
It's okay.
I did open the show by saying I watched all of Stranger Things in a day. So
it's true. I did get to meet a sloth in real life once.
Oh, really? Did you get to watch it? Cool.
Didn't get to watch it poop. You know, there are people who are like very obsessed with sloths.
Yeah, like, people get very obsessed with one animal. I'm always suspect of that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, unless you're like a grandma. Like,
so it's a function of age?
If you're a grandma, because I feel like it happens frequently enough that I think this was an SNL sketch a couple months ago, where if you're a grandma and you tell a grandchild that you like something, they will get you that thing forever, right? And then you become the snowman lady,
mm-hmm.
or like the rooster lady. Like, oh, grandma likes roosters, we need to buy her a rooster thing because it's...
Right, and it's a sweet thing where your grandchild is thinking of you, so you don't want to get rid of it, and you're stuck.
It just self-perpetuates, because then other people come over and they're like, man, Doris has a lot of rooster shit around the house. I know what to get her for Flag Day. A rooster flag.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Sloths, I know, are at their cutest when they are pooping, which is why I asked that.
Interesting. I did not know that. So they poop, what, do they make direct eye contact?
They
or?
Poop infrequently.
Okay.
And they climb down to the bottom of a tree to do it.
Okay.
And they hug the tree. So they're at the bottom of the tree and they give it a little hug. And then they dump out. And they just, the relaxed look of relief on their little sloth face.
God, I had no idea. I'm going to, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to look for a video.
Yeah, look up sloth pooping. I highly recommend it. I mean, just the those words don't probably sound adorable, but I promise the video will pay off.
All right. So I'm still off the scoreboard here.
Katie Rodell suggests John Lunger.
I know a lot about him.
I feel like no contest there.
Yeah, got a point. Thanks, Katie.
I know not that much about you.
Yeah, by comparison, no, not at all. Right.
I feel like I know more about you than I do other friends, because we talk for at least half an hour every week to do this show.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think I know Katie Rodell a little better than I know you.
I don't know who she is. So
she's my friend from elementary school and high school and adulthood, but we met in elementary school.
You've got a much bigger sample size there.
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that I was only friends with Katie in elementary school.
Be pretty dope if you had Facebook.
We're in high school now. Leave me alone. No.
All right, next. How we doing?
I've lost count. Mark Albright,
mm-hmm.
friend of the show, suggests reed instruments. Again, too broad, but I think he's right. I think you know more about this than I
do. Yeah, no, for sure. I was a clarinet boy, saxophone boy.
Yeah, my wife plays clarinet and alto sax. Because I know once you get like a reed instrument, you can switch to other reed instruments
with
some ease. Similar to like I was a trumpet player in elementary school, so if you give me a French horn, I can probably figure that shit out.
Yeah. Yep.
Never played a French horn in my life.
I am a much more successful French horn player than I am a trumpet player. Don't know why. Couldn't tell you.
It's been a while since I keep, not to bring up Buckaroo Banzai for the eighth week in a row, but he plays, Peter Weller, the actor who plays Buckaroo Banzai, plays a little pocket trumpet, and he does it in the movie at one point.
I got to try to get through this fucking movie. Plays a pocket trumpet in it? Like, what? This movie's...
It's like the third scene of the movie.
I don't think it's not a even good that movie.
I don't either. It's just my favorite one.
But like,
and I accept that those two things can exist.
No, I get it. Like, I acknowledge that National Treasure is hot garbage, but I love it.
Right. I think I love Buckaroo Banzai for its potential. Like, I watch that movie and I see the movie that it could be. And I love that movie.
Okay.
That movie is great.
Yeah.
The one that they made is fine. It's it's still my favorite movie.
All right, we're running out of time. Let's wind down these things that I'm supposed
well,
to
Well, we don't have any... there's no...
Second half.
There's no back nine to this episode.
Oh,
we're not going to...
shit. Yeah, my
we're
timing
competing
is,
against each other.
My
timing's
all jacked.
We should probably take an ad break, though.
You think? I mean, okay.
Hey, friends of the show. That's you, Duty Cyclers, listeners of the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. Your old pal Glenn here.
I'm also here!
John's also here. Shoved his way in the booth as I climbed in. We have the booth we record in has a top hatch. There's no door. You have to, like us, we got, it was in a submarine at one point.
Yeah, I got a good deal on it.
And we climbed down from the bottom. And there's no chairs. We do this standing very, it's like it's phone booth sized.
Yeah.
We stand very close to each other, make intense eye contact.
And tops, no bottoms.
That's the real reason we don't have a lot of guests, is it's just, yeah, just hard to cram a third person in here.
That's a real introspective kind of peek behind the scenes kind of episode for us this week.
Yeah. Do you know why?
No, I don't.
Our sponsor this week, Submarines.
Oh, submarines! Do you have a nuclear reactor that you want to power a mode of transportation with? Why not stick it in an old submarine?
Submarines. Is there some shit down there you want to take a look at, but you'll drown? Get a submarine.
Submarines. Are you Burgess Meredith's version of the penguin? Get a submarine, but instead of normal propulsion, have little flippers off the back
of it.
Gotta
get those little flippers.
Gotta get those little flip flips.
Submarines. Are you James Cameron and only sort of mildly interested in making movies anymore, but really love going down in a submarine, so you keep making them so that you can finance your submarine habit? Get a submarine.
Submarines. We call them hoagies in Pennsylvania.
Is that... So I know there's regional differences.
Yeah.
Are there, is that a hard line?
No, it's not.
I live in New Jersey, very close to Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and I've used every word for a long sandwich except for grinder.
I think that a grinder has to be hot.
Is
I
it?
I think.
I don't know. But I've used them all like pretty interchangeably in my life. Like if somebody's like, "Hey, do you want a sub?" I would never go, "Do you mean hoagie?"
Right. Well, you're a reasonably intelligent, rational human being.
Do you want a hero?
I need a hero. That one feels a little weird.
Holding on. Holding out for a hero.
Can I get you a hero? I don't know what you're going to give me right now in this situation.
If they asked it without holding one in front of me, I would not know what they were talking about.
Right.
Immediately. If they said, "Would you like a hero?" Yeah, heroes are great. Like Spider-Man, he's... one of the best all time. I'll take a Spider-Man. Submarines. Are you Spider-Man? Do you have to stop an underwater villain? Get a submarine because you don't have underwater powers, bud.
Are you my dad watching movies that I don't give a fuck about? It's probably a submarine in there.
The Hunt for Red October.
They made a Spider-Man toy
mm-hmm.
that had rock climbing gear.
Okay.
At one point.
That feels unnecessary.
Yeah. I think I was in high school when I saw it at a toy store. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, they made a bunch of Spider-Man toys that had, like, different accessory sets.
Sure. Like, probably trying to cash in on those custom turtles, right? Like, the turtles had, like, a shit ton of different...
Yeah. Variants. Like, I think they had a submarine one, or at least some kind of underwater... It might not have been a full sub. Maybe, like, a bubble helmet you put on them or something.
Hmm.
But the rock climbing one, Spider-Man's good. He doesn't need a carabiner. It's kind of his whole deal. But if he has to get underwater to fight Namor, get a submarine.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout for a free t-shirt with the purchase of a submarine.
And we're back.
Whew. Man. Climbing out of that that booth. You know, we only use the booth for the ad reads. Now we're back in the stewed. Stewed. I'm a stewed dude.
Eileen Golden Gentile says, "Sorry, Glenn, but he knows a lot of shit."
I think we've proven that to just be false.
But I think she spelled my name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So she obviously doesn't know a lot of things, like how to spell my name when it's written in front of you because you're using Facebook, Eileen.
You're really hurt about that, aren't you?
I don't.
You it's because you're a one N boy, right?
It's Glenn with one N. It's like a mild annoyance, but now that we live on the internet, it really bugs me because right. when people do it, the correct spelling is in front of them.
Right.
So that's what gets me.
Right, and I'm a Jonathan.
Right.
So there's no H when I write John. That always used to be very confusing to people, but now it's not really a thing anymore.
Right. But, I mean, she's saying you know a lot of shit, so I feel like that's got to be a point for you.
I do, but the thing is, I know a lot of very specific shit that has little to no practical application.
I mean, I feel like most things don't.
Yeah. It's more
unless
like
you're, like, a survivalist. I feel like most things that people know aren't.
So your hypothesis, if Bear Grylls came in here, grabbed a microphone, he would just put both of us to school.
No, I mean, the stuff he knows is more useful than the stuff we know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, no, that
like, matters. I can explain the 8 points of Dan Harmon's story circle.
Mm-hmm. Great post, by the way.
But if I was stranded on an island, other than, like, figuring out the best way to tell people about it later, assuming I get off, that's not going to come in, like, a lot of handy.
Right, right. It's a shame that people are only going to remember him as the guy that drank his own pee.
Me?
No, Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you drink your own pee?
No. Okay. That's why I was confused. Whew. Or Harmon.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
He might have.
It's possible.
Who knows? He knows he in does. His heart.
The shadow knows.
Yeah, for sure. The shadow knows all the evil that lurks in the heart of man.
Hmm.
And all the pee-evil.
Pee-evil. Are there any other suggestions that people think I know?
We got a few that we talked about already.
All right.
Kathleen Aldrich suggested brown and white sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know more about it. You know the inventor.
Mm-hmm.
You eat meat, so you've consumed them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's good. Right. I got 2 points.
So no question on that one.
I got two points. Myself and a sandwich I love.
Lisa Luciano says Music Fest. Again,
yep.
Obviously.
3 points.
It's your whole job.
All right. I think it's like 3 to like 10.
Dustin Shoup says fancy hats.
I don't really know much. He just wanted us to talk about fancy hats. I don't think he read the assignment.
Yeah.
And it was very clear in that phone call that we took in the middle of this episode that he's preoccupied right now.
Yeah. I know some fancy hat stuff. Like, I know that a lot of the times when people say fedora, they really mean a different type of hat. It's become like a general, any hat with a brim around it,
mm-hmm.
it, people will call a fedora, but there's
specific contours required. Yeah. Can only be made in the fedora region of Italy.
But again, like how I'm not ever going to correct somebody for calling my sandwich a hoagie or whatever. I'm not going to be like, oh, you mean a trilby. Get out of my face.
Ugh. Remember a couple years ago when the word actually became like the worst word in the fucking world?
Yeah. Well,
maybe it's always been that way and I just my male white privilege. I didn't realize how awful people are.
One thing I've noticed, a friend of mine was complaining about getting, as she put it, getting actualied on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I noticed is that a lot of the people that get complained about, it's when you put it first. Like, men will reply to things that women tweet with, actually, and then try to correct them whether they are actually right or not.
Right.
But I've noticed, like, a lot of women do a similar move, but the word actually either doesn't appear or appears later in the sentence, but the spirit is the same.
Hmm.
So
what an interesting
just don't
anecdote.
Start a sentence with it, I guess, is the problem. Like, that's my takeaway. You can still correct.
Or also, like, read the room. Does this need to be corrected, or are you being a petty fucking asshole?
Yeah
I mean, that's good advice.
I tried to correct I'm blanking on her name because I'm on a lot of drugs, legal ones that have been prescribed to me. But she works on Sesame Street and for the Muppets. She's the voice of Prairie Dawn.
You made eye contact with me while you said that, as if it was to imply that those things should make me know who the name of this person.
She's very good.
I don't doubt that, but she's not.
But we were at the Museum of the Moving Image for the Muppet exhibit, and they were doing Muppet trivia.
Uh-huh.
And I thought one of the questions was wrong.
Oh.
And I wasn't like, actually, it's you're wrong, professional Sesame Street puppeteer.
Right, you didn't.
It was more of like, yeah, because the question was about the phenomenon. She's like, what Muppet only says its own name or something like that. But there was another video with a puppet that looks very much like the phenomenon where he talks about opposites. And like, it's the same exact voice. I think the difference is one has sunglasses on and might be like a slightly different color. But I was like, doesn't he say opposites in this other video? Like more, I'm like, I think it isn't it. Isn't this also true? Not like, hey, you don't know your job. Like I wasn't trying to. They were doing the trivia thing and they were doing questions.
No, I understand what's happening. No, I was just.
The whole time after that question, I'm sitting there thinking like, but also opposites. Like he says opposites. He says like up, down, some of the other opposite words. Like, so more to like clear it up for myself. I was like, oh, wait, doesn't he also appear in this video where he says, oh, she's like, that's a different character. And she knew the character's name. And I was like, you're right. Cause you know more about this.
What I took away from this.
Stephanie DeBruzzo, I think. Might be her name.
What I took away from this story is that there are people out there like you who pay attention to Muppets way more than I do.
My wife knows more about Muppets than I do. But she didn't want to do the trivia. I went up and did a game. I think she just didn't want to get up in front of all the people, which is my favorite thing to do.
Right. Can I be honest with you, Glenn? Like, I'm just, I don't know. I'm a hot, grumpy boy who's tired. And I feel like you were trying to make me shine. And at the end of all those suggestions, I mean, I got nothing, man. I did the opposite of shine.
Yeah.
I'm looking pretty dumb with my finger and my thumb in the shape of an L on my forehead.
Brad Thor Rismiller suggested music theory, which we ruled out as a viable suggestion.
You
know more about it.
You don't have to go back to the list.
It was the last one, so I want to crank it out of there.
I mean, I don't know.
And it's another point for you.
Thanks.
I think you did better in this than you think you did.
Probably.
Like, mermaids was a push. I obviously know chess and loving myself. Tomatoes, did we decide was a push? No, I knew.
You know
the
more about
the history of the deadly nightshade.
Mm.
Beards were push. Sloths, I do know a lot about how they poop. You know you. You know reed instruments. Eileen doesn't know how to spell my name. Sandwiches. Yeah, this was, I think you can, this was at least a tie. I'm not marking off the score.
I'm going to take a nap now. I'm tired.
I would love to take a nap.
Oh, God, this podcast that we do because we like it and that's fun is a lot of work. Oh, boy.
So tired.
Oh, I'm so tired. That's why. Oh, boy.
So strung out on drugs right now. Again, legal ones that were prescribed to me that I took in a responsible manner. But
I mean, I don't know. I didn't learn much today. I don't feel much better about myself.
You learned about sloth poops.
Oh, sloth poops. That was good. I'm going to Google that. I'm finding myself at a loss of how to, like, tie this together, like how to wrap it up.
Well, I think it was an important lesson for the listeners on the kinds of suggestions that work.
Yeah. You're like, so basically what we said was, actually, your suggestions are trash.
Actually, dum-dums. Well, no, I mean, we've been getting more suggestions as we've been getting more listeners, which is great.
And it's been super fun. We've gotten some ones that, like, completely surprised and delighted me. Sleep paralysis was one that I'm like,
that's a fun one.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, last week, Rambutans, I don't even know what that was. I learned. I grew as a person.
Little ball sack fruit is what that is. That was fun to draw for the art.
Yeah?
Yeah. Draw little hairs on there.
Well, you know what? I mean, maybe that quick little 10-second power nap I took there while you were doing something kind of reinvigorated my spirits. I'm feeling kind of a renewed sense of vigor and maybe like purpose with our mission here to rewrite Wikipedia. And maybe through the power of next week, I'll like ramp it up a little bit more.
Yeah, bring the heat.
Gonna bring that nasty ball sack fruit. Sorry, everybody.
Bye, I guess.
Bum, bum.